Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam. I believe you're right.
Now, see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner back in the feed room of the Jot'em Down store, trying to teach Robert, the robot, how to use a broom. Grandpappy Spears has just appeared in the doorway. Listen.
Hey, no, no, Robert, not that away. Here, doggies, give me that broom here. I'll show you how to sweep this place out. Now, watch, Robert. You swing the broom crossways, not up and down.
For heaven's sake, Abner, what are you doing?
Huh? Oh, howdy, Grandpa.
What's going on back there in the feed room?
Oh, not much, not much. Just trying to teach this bad blame Robert here how to sweep the floor. That idiot can't even seem to catch on to it for some reason.
Well, natural. He's just a machine, Abner. Just a robot. That's what Mom says he is.
I know.
He looked it up in the dictionary.
I know, Grandpap. I seen him when he done it. But Robert can do might not anything else. There ain't no reason in the world now why he oughtn't to be able to sweep this floor out. Besides, if he's going to earn his wages around here, he's got to do more than just stand around the feed room.
Earn his wages?
Why, sure. Man can't expect to get paid less than he does some work for it, can he?
Wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me that you and Lums went and hired this mechanical dummy there to work for you?
Why, sure. Didn't you know that?
Well, if that ain't the seven-legged one idea I ever heard of.
Well, I don't see nothing wrong with it. See, Dr. Grill owes us money for storing the box that Robert was packed in here at the store, so we just figured the best thing to do is let Robert work out the bill for him.
Well, I'll be a pigeon-toed son of a knock needing that. Well, it might be an improvement around the store here anyway, come to think about it.
Oh, yeah, it's going to work out pretty good, I believe. Quick as I can learn him a few more things. Or as quick as I can learn how to use that little radio control box better, I reckon.
How much you paying him, Abner?
$15 a week.
$15 a week?
Yeah.
Well, on me, that's more than I make delivering telegrams for Richard Huddleston, and I'm a human.
Well, time we take out Robert's withholding tax and his old age securities and all that stuff, why, it cut that down quite a bit. And we're making him buy war stamps, too.
Yeah, maybe so, but it's still more than I make. And I repeat, I'm a human while he's just a machine.
Yeah, but see, he's a heap stronger than you are, Grandpa. And I don't know, but he's smarter, too.
Now, wait a minute. I resent that remark, Abner Peabody.
Well, it's the truth.
Can Robert play checkers?
Well, no, not that I know of. But if he could, I know one thing. I wouldn't have to stand here and watch him to keep him from cheating all the time.
What you're saying there, Abner Peabody?
That Robert is the honestest one fella I ever met.
I'll scuffle with you. I won't put up with that kind of talk. I'll clinch with you.
Well, I can go out of this store and leave Robert standing there by the cash drawer, and I don't have to worry one bit about him sticking his fingers in there.
Natural. He ain't got sense enough to see you. He's too ignorant for that.
Milford Spears, now be careful what you're saying about Robert there.
Well, I ain't gonna let you or nobody else claim a pigeon-toed bow-legged hunk of tin smarter than I am.
Huh?
I'll put my brain up again that iron-coated idiot any old age.
Now, just a minute, Grandpap. If you ain't careful what you're saying around here, I'll have Robert crush you plumb to pieces.
Crush me?
Yes, sir. He can do it, too.
Oh, sassy friend. I'm holding with both hands tied behind me.
You just ought to see the bruises that he give me.
Did he try to crush you?
He just might not have broke every bone in my body, that's all.
Well, maybe he's got good sense after all. How'd it happen?
Well, yesterday I was showing Cedric how Robert could lift them 100-pound sacks of feed. And somehow or other, I been over there to straighten out a sack so he could lift it better, and he got hold of me by mistake. And poor Cedric could push the right button, that Robert just might not squeeze me to death.
Well, I do know. Say, that thing's kind of dangerous to have around, ain't it?
Well, yeah, I reckon it might be in a way. Lum thinks it is. He says we ought to put the thing right back in the box and leave it there. Keep harping on the fact that Dr. Greer was so mysterious and secret about this thing and went clean to Washington on account of it and all.
Well, it does make a feller stop and think.
Yeah, Lum says we Might be playing around with something here that's a whole lot more dangerous than we ever think it is.
Well, I don't believe I'd want to monkey around with it after what you said it done to you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, might be right. But you know, Grandpap, this thing has given me the most wonderful feeling of power that I ever had in my life.
Power?
Yeah, I just don't know how to exactly describe it to you.
After what it done to you, I don't see how you can feel powerful.
Well, that's the part of it right there. Just look at him. Look at him standing there. So he's might nigh 2 foot taller than me. And he can pick me up and crumble me like I got a box of toothpicks. But I, doggy, I can control him.
Yeah, if you keep out of his way, you can.
Well, that's easy. I just take this little ratty old box here, and I can make Robert go anywhere I want him to go. Do anything I want him to do. You know what I done yesterday after he grabbed me and bruised me that way?
Lay down on the floor and holler for the enemy, I suppose.
No, sir. I made that Robert walk right over in the corner and stand there. Not sat down, mind you, but stand there. Stand in that corner with his face to the wall for a whole hour.
For pity's sake.
My dog is he stayed right there till I wanted him to move, too.
You're a hard man, Abner. You're a hard man.
You know, Grandpappy, it's making me feel like a different fella. Well, for instance, this morning, I was sitting there at the breakfast table. Elizabeth was jawing away at me, telling me to do this and do that. You know how a woman is. And you know, it didn't scare me a bit.
It never.
No, sir. I just got up, put my hat on, laughed right in her face, and walked out of the house.
Abner, I don't like to hear you talking this way. No trouble. I don't like the look in your eye, Abner.
It's all right, Grandpap, old boy. Just be calm. I won't hurt you. I don't think. Would you like to see Robert in action?
What do you mean, in action?
Well, I'll walk around, pick up stuff or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to see that. Just keep him away from me, though.
Yeah, well, don't worry, don't worry. Besides, if you're so much smarter than him, like you claim you are, you ought to have no trouble getting out of his way, brainy man like you.
Well, I ain't as young and agile as I used to be, ain't as spry. I'll have to admit, that's one point where Robert's got it over me a little. He's younger.
Yes, he's younger, all right. What would you like to see him do, Grandpap?
Oh, I don't know. Something gentle.
Yeah, let's see. Want me to make him crush your head for
you? No. Something gentle, I say.
Keep any sawdust to run out of them ears of yours.
What'll let Dr. Grill do to you if he ever comes in here and finds out what you're doing with his robot?
He won't do nothing, because he won't find out.
Well, what if he does find out, though?
Oh, well, no telling what he might do. I'll see to it, though, if he won't find out. Say, Grandpap, would you like to see Robert walk into the main store up there and pick up the Cracker Barrel?
Yeah, I'd love to see that. Make him crush it.
All right, here we go. Here we go, Robert. This shit's going right now.
What's that you just turned on there? He ain't going to blow up.
No, don't get excited. Robert has to warm up before he can do anything.
Yeah, just like me.
And I start pushing these buttons and twisting these gadgets here on this radio thing. See this one here? That makes him walk and... You can turn it this way for forward, see?
Jiminy, there he goes. Watch out, Joe, you'll bump into the wall.
Oh, no, he won't. See, this gadget here makes him turn to the left or the right. See there?
Well, what do you know about that?
There he goes.
I hear him.
Look at him right through the door into the store. Come on, Grandpa.
How do you make him pick up stuff, though?
Well, that's a little harder. See, this button here, that makes him bend over, and these here for his arms. See, his arms can go in two directions, upwards and down, or just back and forth. I ain't on to working them very good yet, though. If I ain't careful, why he breaks whatever I make him pick up.
Better turn him. He'll never hit the Cracker Barrel the direction he's going in.
All right, I will. That's plumb easy. I'll turn him.
Now you turn him too far. Straighten him out there, Lucy.
I will.
Great day, what in the world is it?
Oh, howdy, Squire. You come in just at the right time.
Yeah, Robert, this is Squire.
That's Robert the robot.
Well, by George, I did come in at just the right time. I was looking around for some items to send in.
Watch him, Squire, watch him now. He's going to pick up that Cracker Barrel.
He is?
Yeah. See him bend over? Can you work him all right, Abner?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. His arm's about right place. Watch him close in now.
If that ain't something. Look there, Squire.
Here we go right now. Oh, Dad, blame it. He ordered her. Hey, stop that. Robert. Robert, wait. Wait a minute. I'm the one that stopped him. Don't you, doggy?
Whew. Yeah, I got to watch that. Man, George, that's marvelous, Abner. When did you get this robot?
Oh, had it a couple weeks now, I believe.
And they've hired him to work in the store here, too, Spar.
Well, that is wonderful. Marvel's published this stunt. Yes, indeed. Well, sir, I'll just write that up and send it into the county sheet paper right away.
Send it into the paper?
Yeah, now, don't do that, Spar.
No, I'll be more than glad to do it, Abner. See, I was just looking around for a couple more items to fill out my column for this week, but I never expected to happen onto a story like this. Yeah, I'll devote my whole column to it.
I don't think you better do that, Squire. You see,
well, I can see it now. Rural store engages mechanical clerk. Local merchants first with post-order plan.
Hey, Squire, come back
here. Squire, wait a minute. You can't do this.